Well, I kept wanting to fix it.
What happened?
My boyfriend painted my nails.
Wow.
Yes. And they're really bad, but at least he tried.
Oh, snap. Did you tell him that?
Yeah. I was like, can I take it off for school on Tuesday? And he said no, so that's fine.
So he wanted to embarrass you by
a little
bit. He did. Okay, so last week I started off with some good news and some bad news, right? I can't remember what was.
Let's
the bad news. Yeah.
Call it. Okay, I don't know what you're gonna say. Do I know what you're going to say?
I think so.
Neutral news?
Oh, no, it's good news. It's good news. Two pieces of good news. The first piece is, first I have to make an apology.
You have bad news, too.
Huh?
You have bad news, too.
I do?
Mm-hmm. I got bad news for
you. Oh, you got bad news for me?
We already know. We couldn't vote.
Okay, so well, you guys already know that, so I want to make an apology to you for that. You guys went all the way out there to Winnick to vote, and lo and behold, you guys weren't allowed to vote. Now, I was not informed of that, and I think the powers that be thought that I was trying to stuff the ballot a little bit by bringing people from, but, you know, I wasn't told, and last year, as you guys know, you were allowed to vote, and in previous years, they were allowed to vote. This is the first year that was not permitted. So
did you win last year and the year before?
I won every year, so
maybe that's why.
Yeah. But having said that, here's the good news. In spite of that, we still won. So congratulations, and you can put this on your CV, and I made hard copies of the exact title and everything. Well, actually, nobody here was on the sorry. It was the other one. So this is Jabko, Schroeder, Chu, and Goodman. But I made copies, so I didn't check the authors. You can see what it would look like. But you guys, some of you know Deb Jabko and Deb Chu, right? And do you guys remember Melissa? Melissa Schroeder, was that before your time?
No.
I think she
came right before the train.
Yeah, she used to be Melissa DeFalco, and she got married. She's Melissa Schroeder now, but she's also on this poster, so.
She a 50th or a past?
She's a 50th. She's on internship right now.
There were a lot of posters there, and I assume that people would just vote for their own posters. Or it was
I think that does happen, but there are plenty of students who aren't on posters. To get on a poster is a very special thing, right?
No, I was just wondering, because I wasn't sure if, how many posters were there compared to how many people?
Well, I think there were 14 posters, and there are 80 people on our program.
Oh, okay. It's only first, second, third year vote.
I think if fourth years were there,
were there.
They could, yeah. If they were, they could vote.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't.
I don't know if they were there or not.
What the fourth years look like, so that could be why.
Yeah. Did you ever meet Melissa or Michelle Franciulo, my dissertation student?
I don't think so.
Okay, she's a fourth year.
I know.
I don't think she was there though, because I asked her specifically to be there and she couldn't make it. So, but the other poster that we were sponsoring was Deb Chu, and hers didn't win, but Deb Jabko's won. But Deb Chu's on Deb Jabko, so in essence, she won anyway. So there, that's the one piece of good news. You ready for this good news number two?
Yeah.
Where's the excitement?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, the sarcastic, yeah. It is a tough crowd, wow. The second piece of good news is that the APA, in all of their wisdom, decided that they weren't being fair to student posters. So they've permitted a window of opportunity to submit, or in our case, resubmit the posters that were rejected. So, Julie, I don't know if you've already done it.
Not yet, but I'm not.
Okay, but she's going to, we have like a week or 2 weeks, something like that, to submit.
Until the 24th.
24th. To submit.
Are we going to correct anything, or is it all good?
We talked about it. I like what we submitted. You know, I don't submit something until I feel good about it. I'm a perfectionist that way, and I felt good about it the first time. And so I checked with Julie, and she said she didn't think any. If you guys think that we should change something in the two posters, let me know before Julie submits, resubmits. But I think we're good.
Could you send it to us?
Yeah. I can send it to you guys again.
Do you send everyone's on the
list? I have everyone's email address because it's on.
Can you send both of them then?
Yeah, I have both of them.
Yeah, just send both to everybody. And this, I think, the last time Kayleen's name wasn't on one of them, and you pointed it out to me,
yeah,
which one was it?
I don't remember which one.
Was it the Uganda one? Well, you should be on both of them anyway, right?
Yeah, I think it was
the Uganda. You did work, you worked on the Mean Length Utterance.
She was on the Uganda one, I think it was the other one. She wasn't on the
storytelling?
No, the one that we're working on now, the
CBT. Okay, well, she's been attending, so why don't you
put it on? I can't remember if I fixed it yet or not, but I'll fix it.
Okay, fix it and then send it to everybody for review. And if Julie doesn't hear back from you within a few days, go ahead and submit, maybe 2 days.
Okay, I'll send it out to
you. Okay, so that's good, right? So we're back in the running. We didn't even know it. Plus, we can submit to the State Psychological Association called the New York State Psychological Association, a.k.a. NISPA. And they're,
I said it very differently in my head. I don't know why.
What, NISPA?
I must have read the letters wrong because it just wasn't even close to that.
Oh.
So keep going.
Fine. It's NISPA.
NISPA.
And they have a conference, and this year it's going to be in White Plains. You guys know where White Plains is? Westchester?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it's just up the road from you. So it's going to be, I think, early June. So, what?
The submission details
aren't. Oh, no, I know. I checked. They're not out yet. But we will, it would be like getting hit by lightning if we didn't get accepted at NISPA.
No pressure.
NISPA's just glad to get submissions, right? So I was shocked about the APA, but
did they call you? Email?
They. We heard from a fellow student of ours.
About which one? Now we're talking about
APA. You're talking about APA, right?
Oh, the APEX one.
Yeah,
Mary. Mary Cordman.
Yeah.
First year student had heard about it somehow, and she emailed the entire student body to let us know that we have an extra couple of weeks. So I was not sent a personal email message. We're very sorry, Dr. Goodman. We rejected your students' posters. That didn't happen.
We have them here, though. Like you sent it out.
What's that?
You sent out the 19, you sent it out for all of us here.
Yeah, shots.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you guys check emails.
Oh, wow.
I'll still send it
again
to you guys.
Yeah, because you have to add on, you have to edit Kayleen's name and both of
them. What? Is there one more question? Sorry, I didn't hear. Can I say about my name? I know the issue with the name. I got you. All right.
So, Kayleen's interview, your interview is on Monday, right?
It's Monday.
So, Kayleen is being interviewed for our program on Monday. She's already been accepted to the Philly program. Why don't you say something about it?
Which one? What school? PCLN? Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. Are they a SID?
SID,
yeah. Congratulations. That's awesome. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What? Would you rather go here or go there?
I don't know.
Yeah. They're
don't answer
that question.
No.
There are pros and cons of both, so I would have to weigh it out. I really like it up here, though.
Isn't this right by
what's their orientation?
CDT.
You're interviewing with a super, super seats in person.
How do you know?
Great. They sent out the email.
Yeah.
Oh,
who's,
oh.
Team and then some students,
or an alum, I don't know.
Okay.
Victor? Victor's
last
name.
Victor?
His last name. Could be a married name.
She isn't
still it. It's not a former student, unless it's a married
that's
former
a, yeah.
student. So anyway, Camila's very CBT.
Cool.
All right, so that's all the news that's fit to print. Is that good? Right?
I think it's like Radman's a good book. Oh, okay.
That was last week. We're done with bad news.
There's
so
no more bad news.
Julie's going to all give us good news in a few months when we get
well,
the results back that, oh, less than
well, because we're waiting on, oh, no, wait.
No, we're waiting to hear on the for the APA.
Yes.
And NISPA.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
Okay, how can we get everything done?
That's a good question. We got to
well,
let's get
so
going.
Because we only have 11
with that being
left.
Said, we got
to
work
to
on
cards.
That's
okay.
Right, to the cards. Well, I'm hoping that if you guys are really motivated, you know, you'll hang out in the summertime and right. Your name's on this poster.
After.
Okay. So let's continue, shall we? Huh?
Are we half and half now? It looks like we're half and half.
Yeah.
We got
this is already reviewed. This is not reviewed.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me get through that today.
Yeah.
Let's, okay.
Oh, we only have
it's 5 o'clock. We got an hour.
We have 50 minutes an hour.
Minute,
we can do that.
Minute
five. Plow through.
It's a little bit more than a minute per card.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
First one.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
No, are you?
Yes,
no,
maybe so.
You're usually very calm, but even you, I see the excitement. It's building.
Yeah,
it's stifling. It's stifling. Okay, so. Number 70, daydreams, tends to get lost in reverie.
Got
like no rhythm.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, you got it. Well, if we were to rate Naomi, where would she fit on that?
Let's go. I think she's low on that.
Yeah.
So think why low?
Four. I didn't see her daydreaming.
You didn't see her daydreaming or getting lost in reverie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Three.
Okay, I can live with that. I put in four.
Okay.
It's for shuffling now. You know, like, you have too many in one pile, so you have
yeah.
to put
no, that,
pile.
That's true. Okay. Become strongly involved in what she does.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think
that
is
an
eight. Nine. I have to agree with my graduate students.
Nine.
She's as strongly involved as, and not only is she as strongly involved as any kid that you will ever see, but also compared to all the other items,
yeah.
This one just stands out. The involvement, the strong involvement. So I put a nine, but eight is fine. Eight is fine. Is a talkative child.
Yeah.
And this is. No reference to verbal quality or fluency is intended. Only the amount of talk is at issue. Is she talkative?
She's not a lot. Eight.
Eight.
I'm like, I
want to
put it in nine, but yeah, that's fine. Eight, nine.
Eight, nine. Someone else said eight, nine. I put in nine, so... Two wins.
It's just like, it feels something a little
better.
We're moving away from the competition.
I know, I'm just kidding. All right. Is shy and reserved, makes social contact slowly?
No.
twos and ones.
One. I don't think she's shy at all.
So if you put in one, then I have to consider moving. I put in four.
Wow.
I'm scared.
I'm not sure. I'm trying to think about it. Now she, well, maybe, but also I'm trying to think about what she talked about with. She talked about her sister.
Making social contact slowly. I feel
yeah.
Not shy.
Not in this session.
Yeah.
Well, open as far as making contact.
Yeah,
not always open with regard to what's going on personally with her.
Right, but that's not part of
it. Is shy and reserved, makes social contact slowly.
I can't think of a time where she referenced saying something like, if I'm shy in school, or like, it's hard for me to make friends at school. I can't think of.
Right.
Is anyone?
No, right? You're talking
about
Michael
Jackson and
her sister. What about the
Panther?
Well, no, she was friends with the
Bunny
Panther,
right? Yeah,
she had friends at camp. Wasn't that a
previous video? No,
she
brought
it up.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the one
example.
The
camp?
Yeah.
The
what? Was something completely different.
No, it was an
I know.
They just watched the video.
What?
She said
something
with camp.
No, pudding is when she was leaving. No, the pudding.
Hey, weren't you
going to
send me Sarah? Weren't you going to send me your?
I thought that was only if I wanted the extra hour. I watched the video, but I knew
you didn't queue sort it.
No.
Okay.
I thought it was only
if I said queue sorted. I think.
Okay.
You did pose it like that if you want the extra hour.
Should I? If it's meant or I'll do it. I don't know.
But no,
I
thought you were going to send it to me, but that's all right.
No, I was like, I don't need that show. I was like, I'm really doing it, honestly.
Okay, I'm not paying enough, I guess. Wow. All right.
You're paying her too much, and she doesn't need that
show. Yeah, she's just swimming in
money.
Don't
worry.
Right?
Wow, that
affected. Yeah. Yeah, what's $10? Nothing. Overreacts to minor frustrations, is easily irritated and or angered.
Low pile for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I would move mine down. Yeah. Overreacts to minor frustrations, is easily irritated and or angered.
I'm sorry. What? I wasn't paying attention. I zoned out.
Overreacts to minor frustrations, is easily irritated and or angered.
I saw one part where she was kind of irritated, where I forgot exactly what she said, but she said something, and then the therapist was like, "Oh yeah," she's like, "Yeah," and I'm like, "Oh."
Was it the very end?
It was in the middle. It was in the middle.
It was
for like it was like.
Oh, like that it was that the
really.
Yeah, like you really never felt like that before.
So something like that.
Yeah, I've never felt like that before.
Like happy
but,
sad?
Yeah. I feel like
huh?
That was
happy or sad.
I feel like that was warranted.
That's
she's
not...
never been happy and sad at the same time.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was another time.
I know
what
that was
very
warranted.
Those were wrong.
The therapist was like, "Really, you never have? Really, really?"
Well, that's the therapist's problem.
I know.
We're not grading the therapist.
I know. Which is why
we
I
could,
think,
but
no. Which is why I think the child's response was warranted, and I wouldn't grade it.
Read the thing again.
Overreacts to minor frustration.
Right, I would say that's not overreacting there.
Okay.
There's this one that I can't remember exactly what she said, but I thought that she was a little over. Not enough to put it like high up, maybe like 3 or 4.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like there
3
was
or 4?
There could. I would put it low because there was like, I feel like she could have, you know, there were instances where she could have, but she didn't. It wasn't like there was like, an absence of like anything.
Right, so she had opportunities, but she didn't.
Right, like
take
especially
them
when Therese was like, 2 times is our last time. I think she could have gone off the rail about that one, but she was calm about it. You
yeah,
know, like, you know how she was really feeling about it, but I don't think she was overreacting.
Yeah.
3.
I feel like a 3 or 4.
I was going to say 5.
I was thinking 4 or 5.
I don't have evidence. Enough evidence. 4 or 5.
4 or 5. Eileen?
I don't want to ask you to read it again.
Overreacts to minor frustrations. Overreacting, like something's frustrating her and she, why me?
Yeah, that's five, not enough.
Five.
She's frustrated by like not having the tools that she needed for the thing, but she didn't overreact. She was like, oh, I'll get them.
It's true. She was like, oh, we'll get it.
You know, consider that.
Mike.
Yeah, I probably have three.
Well, if we count frustration, what about the end? Like, she's clearly frustrated that the session was ending, and she's kind of, like, fascinated. And
did she overreact?
I don't know. She's not reacting there.
It was not cooperating.
That's something different.
Okay. So, what? But isn't 3 to 5, okay, 3 to 5, is that too far off?
Huh?
You said, like, within 2 is okay, right?
Yeah.
Most of the hours is, like, between 3 and 5.
Sounds like it. I put in 3.
Yeah.
Right. Is stubborn.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't really know the whole session.
She's so special.
Stubborn.
I think she's pretty stubborn.
She wants
what she wants, and she goes to get it.
I can't tell.
Is that stubborn, though?
Well,
stubborn means you're inflexible. You're not willing to change.
Well, she wasn't willing to change the project just because she didn't have the materials she wanted.
But also, no one told her that she couldn't do it, so I don't know. Like, the therapist went with it.
Right, the therapist said, no, you can't work on
this. She was open to it, though. Like, she was like, they were trying to cut the white piece of felt, and then it wasn't working. So, well, what if we use these scraps?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. That was nice. That is a good disconfirming. Stubborn and not wanting to clean up.
Oh, yeah.
That's
might
a little
go,
bit.
Yeah, it might go like 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because that was a big part of the session, I thought that would be
sold
to
clean up.
And she insisted on having
things. What was she doing when she wasn't cleaning up? She was explaining
things.
Well, if she was off camera, so you don't really know exactly. You can guess what she was doing.
Drawing on the baby doll and what it sounded like.
She was drawing on the baby doll. Well, I put it in 4, but I think 5 or 6 would work for me as well. It's just one of those kind of neutral items for me. Has unusual thought processes, thinks and perceives in uncommon ways.
Yeah.
What's your
I just keep thinking about like her mask. Like how she's like, oh, we do this, that. Make it into a belt.
Happy, sad, confused.
I'm thinking more about Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty common for a little girl to love.
Has unusual thought processes, thinks and perceives in uncommon ways. Now, note, quality of thinking is not evaluated. See item 96 for quality rating. So we're not evaluating the quality of the thinking.
Mm-hmm.
We're evaluating the commonness of it. Is she a common? Does she think in common ways, or is the thinking unusual?
96 is creative, right?
Hmm?
96 has to do with creativity, right?
96 has more to do with the quality of the thinking, whether she's odd, delusional. Let me see.
I thought the belt thing was kind of different. And then she was talking about, oh, you can... To show your eyes, you can put like a piece in the middle this way, that way.
Whenever I think about this item, I think about the example you always give of Carlin. So I'm like trying to.
What do I say?
Mr. Met.
Well, so 96 is creative in perception, thought, work, or play. A judgment of creative quality rather than an intelligence per se is intended. So we can't confuse the current item under discussion with 96, which is creative in perception, which would be,
maybe that
would
be our
Frosty is Mr. Meth.
Okay.
Then I would put that maybe lower.
So I need it again.
Has unusual thought processes, thinks and perceives in uncommon ways.
I would say it's pretty common.
Is what?
She's a pretty common way to think, I guess.
Five or six?
Somewhere in the middle, yeah, but five plus or minus one.
Okay. I put in four.
Almost so.
No, I could see a five or six. Gets along well with other children. To block out all other sessions.
Well, the friend
she gets,
can't.
She gets along with Cam's friend.
Yes, true.
She gets along with her sister now. She was like, oh, I adjusted my behavior.
Right, so it's present tense. Gets along, not got along.
Right, so I would say yes, that's confirming.
I did seven.
Seven?
And the baby is
six.
Six?
Eight.
Seven.
Six, only in relation to all the other data.
Six.
I was going to say seven, but can move into the middle.
Yeah.
I put in six.
Yeah, that's
fine. All right. I think we're getting better at this.
Yeah, I know. Wow. It's exciting.
Well, I hope so.
I know, I'm just doing for real. Yeah.
Right?
Okay, so now we're at, is creative in perception, thought, work, or play? A judgment of creative quality rather than intelligence per se is intended.
I think I would have read that in 9 as well because I watched the video. I don't know why, but...
Okay, 9?
Yeah.
Eight?
I don't know.
You
want to
hear more discussion, or?
I guess I can give it a 7.
7?
8.
8? 9?
8.
8? 8 or 9? I put it 9. With, you know, if you think about what stands out to me about this session and this child in the session, you know, you have to think about her talkativeness, you know, and her creativity. You know, she's making this mask. She turns it into a belt. To me, if I think about the session in as a whole, that's what stands out to me. Mm-hmm. That's most characteristic.
Yeah, I do that too. That's why I can't put it in the room. Right. No, of course.
Okay. Small one. Is easily victimized by other children, tends to be treated as a scapegoat. And remember, we're ignoring other sessions.
I don't see that at all.
Well, see, two would be uncharacteristic, but I would think that she's the bully.
Oh, then
five.
Oh,
well, we know she was a bully.
Yeah.
But this is
no, only in this session.
Four. No, but didn't she say she's a bully to her sister? Oh, then
yeah, she's. Yeah.
But not currently.
That implies, yeah,
so four or five.
Four.
Four?
Four.
Five.
Five.
I put in four. Right. Seeks physical contact with others, touching, hugging, holding, or being held. And that's a baby, like a doll. That's not a. This refers to a person.
The cousin baby.
Oh.
She doesn't want to be held by a baby. She wants to hold her. She wants to hurt baby.
But touching.
Affectionate. Hugging.
Isn't
one of them hugging?
Touching, hugging, holding, or being held.
Well, when I would think of like being that somewhere high, I would think she's always trying to pinch the therapist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if I put it too low, then I think that she's trying to stay away.
4 or 5.
So I would.
4.
I think I'd probably put it in 6.
Yeah.
Okay, I screwed up on this one.
You put it at 1.
How'd you know? I did. I put in 1, but you guys are making very compelling arguments to move it up into the middle pile, so my mistake. 27 is verbally deviant, visibly deviant from peers in appearance, size, or physical condition. For example, markedly tall or short, under or overweight, physically handicapped.
And this is more. I'm sorry.
Where's your Ritalin? Is visibly visibly deviant from peers in appearance, size, or physical condition. For example, markedly tall or short, under or overweight, physically handicapped.
Is that that's like if it doesn't apply, put it in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because in the old
videos,
I would say
celebrate
my
facial. My body can't even move you right now.
What happened?
What'd you say?
She's a little chubby.
She's only
10-year-olds.
They're
just
getting shrill. It's okay.
She's a little chubby.
But you would never, like...
Not that there's anything
wrong
with
that. It's just baby fat.
What?
Just like baby fat.
I think it's a little more than baby fat.
I feel like she gets older, she's a 10-year-old baby.
I'm saying, I think she's like tomboyish, but
she's wearing a pink shirt.
I feel like she's not.
No, she's pretty tomboyish.
We're going appearance, size, or physical condition.
That's five.
She never speaks to five. They never respond to them.
Yeah, not in this one. She doesn't speak about it.
Yeah. In other words, she talks about being too tall.
She has a bigger first, though. Four or five?
Five?
Four or five.
Six.
I changed
mine to six.
Not me.
Me being
he says seven.
You changed it to six also.
Yeah, I said 7, 8.
She's
six.
Nine.
Yeah, I think I agree with Mike because of the chubby factor.
The chubby.
I put it in three, but I would move it. You've persuaded me to move it higher. What?
She's not. Yeah, we're not gonna see eye to eye on this one.
Well, where did you put it?
Five.
So you only went off for Mike.
No, but it's not.
So
like
one minuscule category
away. It's interesting. That's slightly like characteristic.
For him, it is.
That's fine.
I'd love to get her weight and then put her up on a growth chart and see where she actually falls.
Thank you. That's how I'm feeling right now.
Look, Carlin is at the 52nd percentile in height. She's at 90th percentile in weight. And
she's so tall.
And you, no, no, 52nd percentile in height, 98th in weight.
No,
so that would make you think that she's kind of like.
Yeah, I would have expected her to be taller, to have a higher percentile.
Well, when she, up until like she was a year, she was in the 99th in both categories. I mean, she was a gigantor. She's 2.5.
She's like,
I'm gonna try to have her come in sometime. She sometimes you see her roaming around in the library.
Yeah, she's maybe walking around the library.
You know how some libraries like Yale, they have like service dogs around finals week. I proposed to my wife, who's the dean of libraries, have Carlin come in and she'll be the service child.
Aww,
or the service baby.
Carlin.
Wait, I work at the library.
Moving us along.
Okay.
Attempts to transfer blame to others. Is she transferring blame to others?
No.
2.
No. 2.
So, yeah, 222, what's that mean? That she
but then I feel like this
takes the blame.
Yeah,
that's true.
No, I mean, she's blaming someone else for her own.
No, because anytime I put it low, you say, well, if it's not, then it's this.
She's going through the conference. Like, what's the conference?
Yeah.
If we put it high,
I would guess that she would be blaming herself.
Yeah.
So
then that would be the middle, because she doesn't need her old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where do you guys?
I'm going to go 6.
What?
He's the renegade today. You think there's a little bit of a assigning blame or transferring?
No, you know, I might have been thinking of, because at the end of this video, they did get into the, not only was it 10 minutes, but it wasn't like the last one where she was like,
right.
Well, that's your fault. So,
exactly, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, she didn't really get too up and about it. So, yeah, 5.
Yeah.
Okay, I put in 4 just because you're shuffling things around.
No, we have so many.
Well, there should be 16.
Okay.
I have 16, but because we're doing this not in forced choice, but just talking, I'm sure there might be more 6s than there really is. Likes to compete, tests, and compare self against others.
Not this one.
Yeah. The other one that she plays that game is not this one.
Yeah. If she doesn't talk too much about it.
So, where would you put it?
5.
5, 6.
Not making everyone pay.
Yeah.
4. You know, I put in 3 only because, you know, she's really, like, cooperating a lot. If you think about the opposite of competing, it's cooperating, so. Okay, that's true.
I think a big part of it.
But she's not competing. With cleanup.
Yeah.
Competing wills.
I didn't say
I'm feeling my 4-5 feels.
Yeah.
That's still in
that
ballpark. Alright. Is jealous and envious of others?
Not in this one.
No. 2.
Yeah. But is she like super prideful in what she does now?
Well, that's not jealous or envious of others.
What about?
So yeah, so then that's what would be considered opposite of that.
She's very happy for others.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, yours is so much better than mine.
I don't think she really cares.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you won the Corvette and I didn't.
No,
I
don't
think
we won,
but.
Yeah,
this is getting confusing
now.
So
3?
3.
Yeah,
2. 3?
Yeah.
4.
Yeah.
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 No,
it's not you.
I'm so happy
that
you. Yeah.
You're confused.
We're
getting a little
confused.
Because we're doing the opposite now. Yeah. So we don't know what the opposite is. Like, we could frame it in a positive or in a negative alternative.
Well, I would think, you know, I can't get in the mind of Jack and Jean Block, but I'm guessing that the opposite would be a positive.
Right.
So,
I'm
totally not jealous or envious of you.
Yeah,
but I feel like it's supposed to be like this statement is least characteristic
right.
would be 1, and 9 would be most
mm-hmm.
characteristic.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it doesn't, like, the opposite really doesn't affect how you should be reading. Is she really envious? If she's really envious, then yes. But if she's not really envious,
so let me put it a different way. The absence of jealousy and envy is really salient in this session. If that's the case, you put it in 1.
Okay.
Let's say that the therapist took a beautiful African mask and shoved it in her face and said, "Ha ha, I have this mask and you don't." And she says, "Oh, that's very nice. That mask is wonderful. It's a beautiful mask. I'm glad that you purchased that in Africa." That would be a 1. Right?
Yeah. I feel like it's
Like, it's not there, but I also don't feel like it's a major salient part of the session.
If the therapist shoves the mask...
Oh, sorry, no. I'm talking about the current session.
Oh, okay,
all
right.
Said.
Right.
No,
that would be, like, that'd be the most salient aspect of 50,000 sessions.
I mean, the real one.
Yeah. All right. So where would you put it?
Three, four.
Yeah,
three, four.
Oh my gosh. Don't make me commit. I put in three. I think four is fine. Okay, prefers nonverbal methods of communication. The key word I think is prefers.
And this stuff, I
don't think so. Does she prefer it?
She likes the tone.
She likes the tone.
Yeah.
Shuttles on, happy sad.
Would she rather be talking in this session?
I feel like a one.
Three or two.
I'm in the middle.
Five?
Four or five.
So she's just as likely to prefer nonverbal methods of communication as not to prefer.
Two or three,
Mike?
Yeah, I'm thinking a three or four, I guess. Yeah.
Two.
I'm going to say two. I think
I'm
going to go down to one on this one.
Yeah.
I agree. I put in one.
Yeah.
I don't see any preference for nonverbal. She's all verbal. She's all in with the talking here.
Yeah.
I don't see any nonverbal communication really.
Any chance she got to talk?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could argue that by not cleaning up at the very end, she's communicating nonverbally that I don't want to leave. I could hear that, and I could even move mine up to two. But it, you know, other than that, I mean, come on, this is like really, there's no nonverbal here. But I would be willing to consider moving up one notch because of the end, and it's kind of passive aggressive what she was doing, and that's a nonverbal form of communication.
Do you think that every time she doesn't want to clean up, it's because she doesn't want to leave? Or?
Yeah, I think she really loves spending time with this therapist. And if you knew her family situation as I do, you would know why that was so important to her.
But that's not her thing.
Hmm?
That's a totally psychodynamic understanding.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just asking, prefers nonverbal methods of communication.
Right.
How characteristic is that? I don't think it's very characteristic.
Okay.
I'm just trying to give you some context. Yeah.
So it's not because she just is like a brat and she is cleaning.
That's not. I don't think so. I think she's trying to forestall the end. I could be wrong, but based on what I know about this case, that's
right.
I
thought she was just like,
that's why, you know, we can't make those kinds of assumptions when we're coding these items, because we don't know. I know, because I have privileged information, but you guys don't know, and that's okay, that's good. Is curious and exploring, eager to learn, open to new experiences.
Yeah. I need to think about it before I commit to it now.
I feel like she's always eager to learn. Well, okay, we know that. She's eager to learn. Okay, this session.
She's also
not
eager to do what she wants to do.
Yeah,
we
could
have
that too.
Higher than 7, I think.
Yeah, I think 6 or 7.
I think.
Eager to learn.
Is curious in there?
Yes,
there
curious and exploring. Eager to learn, open to experiences.
She sort of like explores her own creativity,
yeah.
But like I feel like I'm getting sort of.
You're on the fringe
there,
Linford.
She wants to know
where
my Jackson grade is. That's
curious. I'm not letting that go. It's gonna fit somewhere in here.
Come with the displacer theory. Come with the displacer theory.
Displacer theory.
I like it.
Open to new experiences.
Open to new experiences.
Just the mere fact that we can't really hang our hats on anything really tangible. It can't be a 9 or an 8. Okay.
7. 7?
Yeah. 7? 7? 7? 7? 7? 6?
7 max.
7? 6. 6? I put in 6. 7 would be fine. I think 8 is pushing it. Alright? Response to humor.
I don't know.
Wow. I mean, she's not funny. She just never shows her humor.
They do laugh at one point.
But what?
She did that.
I don't remember if they do laugh.
Response to or response with?
Yeah, that's...
Response to humor.
I don't think it was anything really humorous.
That's true, though. The therapist's not funny. I mean, not that she's not funny.
Oh, you don't want a stand up comedian for a therapist.
I was just thinking about how that would be. Say something, therapist makes a joke back. Like, thanks.
You wouldn't feel very validated.
Funny. I think the little girl might think that she's funny, like herself personally.
Because she responds to her own.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I guess, like, if it was respond with humor, I would rate it a little higher, but.
I feel like when you look at me and then
I feel like I'm in the middle.
Okay, so then where would it be?
I put it in five.
I put in 6. Because there is some humor in there, but it's just mild. So 6, but 5 would be fine. 7 is a little bit too much, but it's within 2.
They laugh about the big chin comment.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's her joke, right?
Yeah, but then the therapist says something
she's
too,
funny.
And then she laughed about
okay, all right.
Well, the therapist, all she said was like, yeah, she's big chin.
But it's not, I mean, how characteristic is that of the session?
Well, that's
not there.
We got to see how many sellers we have.
Huh?
So we gotta see how many cells I have.
It's pulling the relative card.
Yeah.
The relative card, all right. Is attentive and able to concentrate?
Enable.
You want me to repeat it again?
No, I heard it. Is attentive. Oh, that's funny.
she
jumps sometimes, but she still concentrates.
It doesn't say anything about hyperactivity, so she can be hyper. But
well, I think if she were really ADHD, put that in a low pile.
Yeah, I think she has ADHD. Pretty good concentration.
So where would you put it?
I feel like I would put it in this.
Yeah.
7, 8. I put it in 7.
Okay.
All right. Getting down to the end here. Not.
Yeah.
Is we have 24 minutes. Huh? Is easily offended, sensitive to ridicule or criticism. Remember, yeah, we're coding this session. 5? 3?
Can you read it again?
Is easily offended, sensitive to ridicule or criticism.
Really don't see it.
6. 6.
Just
because she was like irritated when she was like, "Oh, you've never been happy and sad." Like, she was like.
You think she was offended?
Not offended, but she took it somewhere. I didn't think she was just like normal, but.
Yeah, she feels
like she what?
But it's in the middle.
What'd you say?
She just, you know, she felt like there was like some emotion towards it. Like, remember, like there was something towards it. It wasn't like she just like.
She thinks there's a little bit
maybe
of sensitive.
Maybe not offended.
Sensitive.
Like, a little bit.
Yeah.
Sensitive.
A little bit sensitive.
Kaylin?
Yeah, I put in 3.
I want to go.
I
was thinking 3
what was
4.
What was your evidence? Because I could be top.
I think given the fact that they did talk about a death that meant something to her, and she didn't seem very sensitive. I mean, that's not really ridicule or criticism, but.
Oh, sorry. I would go on 3 as well.
You would?
Yeah.
I just felt that you really didn't have a sense of her being offended. Okay, maybe, at that one point, but it doesn't. There are so many instances where she could have been sensitive or easily offended, and she wasn't.
I feel like 3 is like on the character, and that's why I want to put it in the middle. Because it's not that it didn't happen, it's just,
I would feel like she is kind of a characteristic of this session.
Hmm?
I think it is kind of cheap, like, that's why I would put it, but I think it is a little bit on the characteristic. I only put it in 1, because I do feel like,
it's not one of the least characteristic items. If there's ever a time when you could be offended or sensitive about something, it's when a therapist says, we have a couple of sessions left and that's it. You'll never see me again. She might have been like from a clinical, if you're wearing a clinical hat, she's too good about it.
Is that moving too far away from the flavor of the card, though?
Yeah, I'm saying if you're wearing a clinical hat, that's why I qualified that comment.
Yeah, she was a little happy about some of the happy, but I thought she was just trying to avoid the fact that it was the end of she was trying to make a party out of it. I thought she was just going
to. So it could be underneath it all, she was offended and overly sensitive, but we're coding up here, not down here. So does that make sense why I put it in the 3? I could accept a 5. I think a 6 would be too much. Is self-assertive.
Yeah.
Self-assertive.
Yeah.
Keep trying to find her. Can't find it. Oh, there it is. So, we're
9 or 8.
9. I'm the outlier, but I'm convinced. Thinking it through, I put it in 6, but I think it should be higher than that. So my mistake. I can't justify a 6. Is open and straightforward. When placed low. Here's a card in which the opposite is actually defined for us. So when placed low implies sneakiness or deceit.
No, I would say second.
So open and straightforward. What do we say about this?
I would place
it
high. Actually, maybe 6.
6?
6.
6. 6.
7?
Say it one more time. You don't have to do the.
Is open and straightforward.
She's
not that straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah,
6.
Yeah,
that's
a straightforward
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is
five.
Team
Angel. I don't know. I feel like, what about all the time when she asks a question? She's just never asked. She's not open at all. I don't understand. Yeah, it's a personal question. Never want to deal with all of them. Most of them, at least.
All of them? Most of them?
And she kept doing her thing.
Okay, but let's see how open she is. She talked about having a baby cousin. She went into detail about how she takes care of this baby cousin. Okay, she talks about how she feels about Michael Jackson. She's very upset and sad that Michael Jackson died. She talks about her feelings and about feeling positive, happy, and then sad, negative. She talks about feeling ambivalent. You know, having both positive and negative feelings at the same time. To me, that's openness. There are times when she avoids questions. That's why I wouldn't put this item in a 9. But overall, is it somewhat characteristic of her? I think it is. I put it in 7. Okay, I can live with 6. Okay, all right. So does that help with that one? Mm-hmm. You're all right. She deflects some questions that she doesn't want to.
Important questions she just doesn't talk about.
They are important questions. The whole point of
therapy is she doesn't talk at all. That's
she doesn't talk at all?
I mean, like, she doesn't ask those questions. That's what I mean.
What about when she talks about Michael Jackson, how she feels?
That's because it's not personal.
What do you mean? It's personal to her.
I don't know. It's just because
you don't like Michael Jackson.
No. I mean, like.
Oh, there is.
A really personal question about
how about the baby cousin?
Yeah, I mean, she's open about that. She didn't ask her any questions about it. Or she did.
You know, I think there are other items that describe how much she conceals.
Anything I feel like that's negative, she won't answer.
Okay, but is she being sneaky? Is she being deceitful?
No,
she's the opposite of sneaky and deceitful in this session. That's why I put it in 7. But 6 I'll accept. Alright? Tends to be sulky or whiny. Remember, we're coding only this session.
One.
One.
Two. Well,
she
still talks about
how
she's sad, but
whiny.
She sulks a little.
But what is sulky and whiny? Sirat's raising the definitional question. What?
When her head was on the table.
I'm sure
I don't. No, I'm saying from the last session, you said what's sulky and whiny.
Oh, okay. I gotta find out where to put this.
Two.
And she was like happy when she was sad.
She's
whining.
Yeah,
there's no whining
in there.
And she goes,
wait.
Oh, yeah.
Twice. Is she tending to be sulky or whiny? Is she tending to be that way in this session? No. All right. So we're talking about piles 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah.
Okay, where?
One.
One.
Okay, two.
Naomi? I put in 3. 2 is fine. 1, if you really feel that's salient, the absence of sulkiness is really characteristic or uncharacteristic, or absence is really characteristic, then I can see a 1, but otherwise I think a 2 or 3. Has a readiness to feel guilty, puts blame on self, whether verbalized or not. That would be hard, because how do you know if someone's putting their blame on the self if it's not verbalized? I guess maybe they take a pair of scissors and
start self-harming.
Oh.
That might be a way.
3?
This item would be placed low for most children. It would be expected to rise in salience over time, meaning as a child gets older, you'd be able to put this in a wider range. So she's 10, so I would consider she has the wide range here.
I would say the only part is when she, you know, says, I used to tease my sister, or scare my sister, and then I realized it was wrong, and now I don't. She's like, what was the thing? It's lame.
Has a readiness to feel guilty, puts blame on self.
I'm gonna say, blame's not the word I put out on that one.
Didn't her sister, didn't she feel bad and then she's not blaming because her sister wanted her stuff?
Does she blame herself?
Yeah, she said that she's not because she didn't want somebody to do this.
Yeah.
It's more of a theory of mind thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
3. 3.
Sirat.
3.
3. 2. 3.
I still haven't come up with mine yet.
I
apologize. we yell out into the nether regions. This is a new item. It has a readiness to feel guilty, puts blame on self.
Three.
I'll just go with solid 3. Yeah. Solid 3? I put this in 3.
Solid 3.
Tries to take advantage of others.
I'm going like yes so much.
A little bit with the cleanup, I feel like she's always trying to take advantage by not cleaning up. She's taking advantage because she's really forcing the therapist to clean up.
Right.
So that she doesn't have to.
Right.
That's the middle.
And also, like, she's taking advantage. By like, she doesn't want the session to end, so she's taking advantage of the therapist by making her clean up. Sorry, is that basically what you just said?
You added a little bit of information here. Yeah.
I mean, can we infer that, like, what her behavior is doing by not cleaning up? My question is, like, what if she's just totally in her own world?
That might be true, but when the therapist says, it is time to clean up.
That's true. Yeah.
She hears that.
She hears it and she doesn't respond.
Would you consider, I just don't know, but like, you know, in the beginning of the session where she's like, who sits here? Do you ever work here? Would you kind of consider that taking advantage? I don't know, I feel like it's like forcing a disclosure. But I don't know if I would call, like,
that's not taking
not
advantage.
Really taking advantage.
What about the. The supplies, because you said that she shouldn't, they're not allowed to leave the room, but she keeps asking.
Soft seven.
No, but now, you're quoting now.
How about Team Anja?
Yeah.
I was saying that we didn't know that she wasn't allowed to leave the room, so I would have to order with that in mind.
That's a good point. No, but he didn't know that. So where would you put it without that knowledge?
6.
Okay.
No, but
that's close anyway.
Now I'm confused.
If I didn't know, I'd probably say, does the therapist make that explicit?
She probably did, like, in an earlier session.
Not in this session.
Right, not in this session. So we're only covering this session, so.
Also, I feel like,
so that maybe that information is inadmissible.
I mean, she said, "Listen, you know you're not supposed to be." Mm-hmm. She still does it.
Right. No, I hear you. I agree.
Okay,
that's
so
five.
Yeah.
Like,
you
know,
like, Goodman never
told
you that we can't
be in
the room.
No, I'm sure it was.
Okay.
Six. 6, 7. Now you see, I have put it in 3, but I've been persuaded.
Okay.
I would move it up to a 5.
Okay.
All right. Based on the cleanup incident. All right. Is physically active?
No.
Well, yeah. I don't know. We can't tell in this.
He's all fidgety.
I thought she was less fidgety.
Well, fidgetiness is a separate card.
Yeah.
This is physically active.
No, she's not running around or anything.
She's not doing jumping jacks.
Yeah, I'm pretty fidgety. So, 4.
You worked in the gym for a while.
And I worked at the gym.
It's different, but I work out in the gym. yeah, I feel like I would put this. She's not, like, sedentary, though, so I really don't know.
She's not exactly sedentary.
4.
Yeah, I think 3.
4?
Yeah, 4.
4 or 5?
4.
4? 4. I put in 6.
Okay.
But, oh no, actually, I put in 7.
What?
Ooh,
wow. Oh, she's hyperactive.
No. 7 would be physically active was characteristic of her in this session. Now, would I change it with hindsight? Possibly, I'm not sure. She was physically, she moved around.
She moved around, but you just said. I feel like we need to take, this is one of the ones where it's like, what are we considering?
Yeah, I think this is a hard one.
Like, if I saw a 4-year-old and they were rolling on the floor,
that's physically.
It wasn't like, oh, I had basketball.
But like a 10-year-old girl is not going to, like, bounce on the wall.
Or she, like, never mentioned, like, drinking or playing sports or doing a match in the session. Like, she was hired, but she really.
If she talks about playing lots of sports, that would be.
Yeah, I was in a session where she performed dance.
Oh, yeah?
Right.
That would be definitely different.
Yeah.
That would be more.
Remember the one session where she played charades? That would be more interesting.
Charades, put a dance on.
Yeah, she said dance.
Yeah, that would
okay, I'm convinced. So you guys put it in 4, you said?
Yeah.
All right, I move it down to 4. All right. Has an active fantasy life. Now, that's hard to rate, but she'd have to talk about fantasy. Does she have a fantasy about Michael Jackson?
No.
Not that we know.
Yeah.
Not that we know
her.
We'd like to know, but do we?
I know,
We'd love to know.
I'll put it in the middle.
And the therapist should have inquired about that, but she did not.
She has an imagination.
She wants to go visit him.
Active fantasy.
In his
group.
Fantasy sort of implies that she's wishing for things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, or has a wish fulfillment scenario in her mind.
She wishes to see him.
Cool.
That's gonna fit somewhere.
Four, five.
See, I should have reviewed this video. I mean, I've seen it 3 times now, but the last time I viewed it was with you guys and. You know, it's been a while. But I put it at 7. And I'm trying to look in my notes to see if I have a reason for a 7 or whether it really should go lower than that. What about the fantasy of the mask? She has this idea about creating a mask and she has that wish to create a mask and she actually fulfills it.
It's
more imagination.
The Grinch trying comes to my bed.
How about this?
Is she too old for that?
She says, I'm in the tub. You're a messy baby. I'm in the tub. You're a messy baby. Can I give her a bath?
I don't know about the baby.
Listen, the last time I saw the baby,
is that
after
play? Or is it?
Yeah, I don't feel like there's a lot of fantasy going on. I mean, like, fantasy play,
safe.
I guess.
Well, she wants to be an adult.
Go to the videotape.
If she had an imaginary friend and they were, like, in the forest, hunting for a unicorn.
Okay, but he could also be, like, you know, like, they're your sister in my house.
Can you guys hear?
No. You.
Yeah, I can hear. What's wrong with you? Here, you want to help me with this? Oh, wait,
the
maybe.
Sound plug-in, it's not.
Oh, wow.
Wait, no, it is.
No, it's not.
Oh, you're right. No,
it's not. You probably start cleaning up since you made it.
Wait a minute. I don't know how many times you said that. like to explore that a little
bit. It's a fantasy.
Really? Is that a fantasy?
Well, isn't it? A fantasy about babies. The delicateness of babies.
A fantasy. Or a belief? I mean, like,
yeah,
this is actually,
I think.
I feel like
that's a. It's not like she's saying, I wish I had my little baby and to have this and that. She's talking about babies.
Personally, I feel like that's a stretch.
Yeah,
good try.
Because I can talk about how nice, like, horses are, but if I, like, sit there and say, like, if I had a horse today, you know, I have this horse, you know.
It's all talking about our thing.
Yeah, I feel like it's, like, creative, too.
Yeah.
I feel like I can make it go a little higher, but not by much. Just like me. Four!
All right, so.
Maybe five. I think it's important to distinguish what play looks like. Is play considered having an active fantasy? Like, yeah.
Not unless.
There's a difference between fantasy play and having an active fantasy.
Or active play. Like,
but wouldn't the play reflect a fantasy?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think if it were an adult, like on the extreme, like a 9, like covert narcissism, like always daydreaming about like a perfect romance or like getting a bunch of money, like a weird adventure life. That's what I would think of as a really active fantasy life.
Or like, it's different, or like
maybe,
even like
remember,
having trouble engaging.
Daydreaming is a different item.
Or like if the kid comes in with a cape and says, I'm Superman, and then goes around the room and pretends like everything's okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that I would.
All right, I'm convinced. So I had it in 7.
I mean, I don't know.
I
don't know. I
just wanted
five.
To clarify because, like,
because I don't know.
Yeah.
She could be thinking that. Who knows?
I want to understand
she
where.
Could be like, I'm super cousin, and super cousin is the best thing here. Baby,
uh-huh.
I don't know. Because
she does need a fantasy to pretend that the baby is real. So there is this illusion of like, but that's just regular active play for me, or like playing house. It involves quality of fantasy, but.
I think we can assume there's a fantasy going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the imaginative element.
Especially if the play takes on a certain, kind of a goal-directed quality.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like a lot of Asperger's kids, they play, but it's just, it doesn't go any, there's no forward movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like ritualized and perseverative. But if it has if it's goal-directed, like, here's the mommy and daddy, now they're putting the baby to bed,
mm-hmm.
and the baby's crying, and the mommy and the daddy come to see what's going on with the baby. There's forward motion, it's
yeah.
propelled forward. That's fantasy, that's clearly,
yeah.
and a narrative to
yeah.
it.
That, yeah, I just don't feel like it's one of the most like characteristic things in the session.
Right, I can see that now. I mean, would you feel better with a 6?
Four.
Four. Actually, we're out of time. We've got this many left.
Maybe next time we should go as far as we can, and then.
Yeah. Okay. So next time's the last time, and then we'll assign another practice video and see how we do, and hopefully we'll do really well.
Yay.
How's that sound? So your assignment has yielded much fruit.
Yes.
Yay.
Now it's okay to tell them it was my assignment. They don't want to blame me.
Oh. You mean to take the hit.
Yeah.
I got the broad shoulders, yeah.
I was
going to
ask you something. Oh, yeah. Rachel Luckman. And I was talking about, so you were confused about what you said over.
Oh, I wanted to say one thing. For the who's actually going to undergrad here? Any? You're the only one?
Undergrad.
And Saraj, she left already. Okay. I'm trying to get enough students to go on a travel course to Uganda in August. And I have to get 10 students. But it's kind of costly. It's, you know, you have to pay for the 3 credits. And then it's $1,500 over and above that, plus the airfare. So it's about 3,000 plus the credits.
Okay.
But there's financial aid that you can apply for. I don't know if that interests you, but...
It's only for undergrads?
Yeah. Well, are you a master's student?
Yeah.
It's open to master's students also. This is independent of what you two, what I talked about, you two guys.
But any major? Like
any major. There's no prerequisites.
If I wanted to do it.
Huh?
If I had like a friend, I would just like direct them to you or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. In fact, I should send out flyers to you guys about the experience.
Yeah.
Does LA have like a morning mail? Or like an email every day?
Mm-hmm. Campus
life. I don't
know what
to call it morning mail.
Go to Hillwood, and you can tell campus life and... send us regular emails.
So
they'll probably do that.
They'll probably add that to their campus life email. Campus life? Yeah. Who's in charge of that?
I was in a meeting and I told me.
Can you find out for me?
Yeah.
Let me know.
I know they're in Hillwood. As soon as you enter Hillwood, right on your own side, that door is campus life.
Okay, thanks.
Abby, Dean of Students. Works a lot with campus life.
Who?
Abby.
Who's Abby?
Abby Van. Gosh, I meet with her all the time.
You know Abby in the second year class.
Abby Van, there's something. I was meeting with her on Friday. I forgot what I was going to tell you. Alright, see you guys next week.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Because we wanted to talk to you about that. Because we were angry.
We had 5 students, 10 students.
Like Rich and I were like, we don't know what
the best way to do. No, I know, but only 2 of you. In her mind, she's gonna say, it's just 2 students. There's not enough evidence here for interest.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's one suggestion. The other suggestion is that I think the way that you could argue this, the best is to argue that you want play therapy as a concentration course.
Okay. And then it would go in like an elective?
It's not, there's been a decision in the upper level administration, way out of this, way above Eva's pay grade, that has decided that doctoral students are not going to take electives.
We take electives, I thought, in our 3rd and 4th year.
Name one.
Like the
okay, so concentration course is the one exception.
Oh, okay.
Right now, there are only 4 concentration courses. There's serious mental illness, there's addictions, there's this high-risk child course that Eva teaches, and then there's DBT. So if you aren't, you want a 5th concentration course in integrative play therapy, that's missing from concentration menu, then she has no way to say no, because concentration, those are permitted in our program. That's the only condition under which a student can take a so-called elective. Really electives, they are part of our course, in our program. So if you argue, if you have a large quorum of students, and B, if you argue, we want an integrated play therapy course as a concentration course, then it might come to a faculty meeting.
When will the hurdle be to get another concentration? Is that something above the district? That would just be a decision.
For meeting a set question, I have to tell you a little more about.